want... If you want my bag, here, take it. There's about £50 in cash and my phone. Please, just leave me alone. Stay back. Don't come any closer. If you touch me, I'll scream. I noticed you following me from the train station. There'll be footage of you on the cameras. They could easily find you. But if you please, just let me go. I won't tell anyone about this. You could just walk away. What's the matter, sweetie? Surprised? I suppose it's not every day you meet a woman who fights back, is it? particularly not with appendages such as these. You actually thought you were raping me, getting something you wanted. Well, I've had plenty of experience fooling much smarter men than you. No. You're not going anywhere. And there's no point in screaming for help. Why do you think I led you out this far? There's no one here. Nobody is going to save you. Now, get the fuck back here. You won't be needing these jeans. Look at me when I'm talking to you. That's it. Those desperate eyes. So wide and full of terror. Just how I like them. Feel that. Do you know what this is? Pressing against your sweet little exposed asshole. That's my ovipositor. When you came inside me, yeah, you really shouldn't have done that. You thought you were dominating me, taking something from me. When in fact, you gave me the greatest gift of all, your seed. You see, I now have, snugly nestled in my womb, a perfect clutch of eggs. And guess who just became the proud daddy who fertilized them? But that's not all, honey. Oh no. See, we don't carry our babies like you humans do. Nor can we leave our eggs in some dirty nest or dusty sandbank. No. Our eggs require a much warmer environment in which to nurture and grow. Something perfectly matched to, say, your lower intestine. Which is exactly what this is for. This tube is going to pass my eggs from my womb into you. All I need to do is push inside and... there. Doesn't that feel good, baby? Already so full. And I haven't even started the laying process yet. Before I pass the eggs through, I have to prepare the incubator. Make sure it's ripe and ready for our beautiful babies. How does that feel? My ovipositor pushing in and out of your tight hole. Stretching you out, ready for laying each one of my eggs inside you. How far up can you feel it? Oh, look at that. That bulge in your stomach. I'm all the way up inside your guts. Coating the lining of your intestines with a special adhesive so the eggs stick nicely inside you. Oh, don't worry, love. It won't kill you. Not before they're born, anyway. See, the eggs will absorb any waste that passes through you, helping them grow and grow until they fill your stomach. Just think of that.
all lush and round and swollen with our babies. Then, once they're ready, in 11 months' time, they'll hatch out and leave you the same way they came in. I can't wait to see your stomach bulging and distorting as they hatch. Their little tentacles pushing upwards against your skin. Oh, you're going to be such a good brood host. I can tell. You'll carry our babies, and you'll birth them out like a good little breeding slut. Oh, I'm ready to lay now, sweetie. Oh, here comes the first egg. Oh, can you see it distending my tube? Oh, getting closer and closer to your hole. Oh, does that hurt, baby? Does it hurt as it stretches you out? Oh, fuck, it looks so beautiful. Count with me, sweet thing. Count how many eggs I'm pushing into you. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Swollen already, don't you? Can you feel them settling into your belly? A perfect incubation. Oh, no, 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 no. I can't possibly let you go now. You might do something silly and try to harm yourself. Or worse, harm the babies. No, I'm going to keep you by my side until the birth. I wouldn't miss seeing our little ones enter the world. And then, who knows? Maybe I'll let you go. Or maybe I might want to breed you again.